This is Diaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Diaris. This is flyer number 713, part 2, entitled Why the Fipping of Women is Critical to Masculus. Carrying straight on. Millions of women commit paternity fraud, where she claims to her man that the kid growing in her is his, when it's not. Giving the man the para will solve this problem and put the paternity fraudster woman in jail for 15 years for a greater gender crime than rape that usually gets a man put in jail for 10 years. Recent DNA studies show that paternity fraud in the UK occurs in about 2% of pregnancies, and that the lower the class of the mother, the higher the rate of paternity fraud. To prevent forced fathering, the masculine half of the GEX will legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, so men know if they are being tricked into an undesired fatherhood. Masculists want monoconscious feminists to become bioconscious and have a very effective strategy to force this upon them, and that is by targeting their monoconscious male feminist boyfriends. 99.5% of women are heterosexual, which means that even the most rabid of feminazis are still dependent upon men for their sex. For such women to have a relationship with a man, that man would have to be a monoconscious male feminist. The masculists teach these men masculist ideas, so that these men, by definition, become bi-conscious, since they are now conscious of both sets of gender political ideas, that is, feminist and masculist. As these men learn that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men worse, then if they become bi-conscious before, in capital letters, their feminist girlfriends do, then that will put their feminist girlfriends in a very precarious position. Since if he is bi-conscious and she is monoconscious, then he will start seeing her as a hypocrite. He will become increasingly disgusted with her and later dump her. With millions of monoconscious feminists dumped, who then see their former boyfriends now starting up new relationships with bi-conscious feminists, that will powerfully motivate these monoconscious single feminists to learn some masculism, so that they, by definition, become bi-conscious, and hence a lot nicer for men to be with. Since a bi-conscious feminist loses her anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, by having that anger cancelled by her female masculine anger at women for the worst ways that women oppress men. Men will then find these bi-conscious feminists much nicer to have relationships with, so that the current gender political status quo of 2/3 of young men in the US refusing to even date young women will die away. Young men, masculisted men, will also aid this process by expecting young women to be bi-conscious or be rejected. Young masculisted men will put powerful moral pressure on young women, not only to fip up for all the powerful reasons mentioned above, but to become bi-conscious as well, or be seen by nearly all men as misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts who are spat at and totally rejected. It's thus likely that we will see a mass shift in gender political attitudes of young women, who will increasingly realise that if they don't learn some masculism, they're not going to get a man, and hence will live a miserable life, rotting on the shelf. Without the bi-consciousing of young women, a decade from now, there will be a whole generation of women in their 40s who will be living alone, manless, childless, utterly miserable and bitter, who will feel that life has passed them by. This idea is supported by the fact, as shown in a recent Goldman Sachs, that's the US bankers, report, that by 2030, 45% of US women between 25 and 45 will be single and childless. Young men can threaten young women that this fate awaits them unless they become bi-conscious and learn some masculism. Otherwise, be seen by men as being MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, to be spat at and utterly rejected by men. It will not be enough for society to be made bi-conscious, for the birth rate crash to be resolved. Far more radical steps need to be taken. Today, in Hungary, 6% of its GNP is spent on parental stimulus measures, with very little success. No country, as far as I know, has managed to raise its birth rate above the replacement rate once it has dipped below it, although Israel might be an exception. The Maskers propose the MCT, that's Mother Career Timeline, to get couples to have more kids. One of the biggest problems in raising the birth rate is that we don't wipe ourselves out, is the cost of having a kid. When a woman gives birth and stays at home to raise that kid during its first few years, she loses her income, which comes as a real shock to the couple. So the Maskers MCT goes as follows, in brackets, in the case of an upper middle class woman with the IQ to get a master's degree, close brackets. I talk about upper middle class women with their much higher IQs, since experience shows that that group is usually the first to take up a new ideological belief system. She gets her master's at 23. In a career competent field that pays her good money. In brackets. One of the major complaints of the Maskers against women is that 80% of them choose to become fluffy crappers, that is, women who choose to study fluffy crap majors that the economy does not value, which will make them fluffies as adults, and hence manslavers and divorce raping vermin in the eyes of the Maskers, close brackets. She then pursues her career for a few years and marries her boyfriend. Since research shows that a third of women are infertile by the age of 30, to avoid this, she has her first kid at 26 and her second at 28, thus fulfilling her civic duty to contribute to the creation of the next generation. When the second kid is off to kindergarten at age 4, she returns to her career competent profession so that she is not a fluffy, but a fip, who does not manslave nor divorce rape her husband. Thus she stays at home for 6 years, raising her 2 kids. During these 6 years, the government gives her a maternity wage equal to what she earned during the past 3 years, thus lightening the financial burden on the husband/father of being the sole breadwinner. This Maskers MCT is paid for by taxes, heavy taxes, with the attitude that the task of raising the next generation is the responsibility of everyone, that is, the taxpayers. Governments will then need to start applying powerful moral pressure on couples to have their 2 kids as a moral duty to society, otherwise we wipe ourselves out. I think the social attitude will grow, that survival has higher priority than individual rights. So those couples who choose to not have kids will come under tremendous moral pressure against them, for example, by being labelled life leechers, who leech off the sacrifices of their parent that their parents made for them to raise them, yet they do not do the same for the next generation, thus making these childless couples geociders, in brackets, genociders, on a global scale. Life leeches will be taxed much more heavily and suffer the scorn of society, which will put powerful moral pressure on them to do their reproductive duty. The gender politicians in the GEX will play an important role as demographic politicians, since raising the birth rate and liberating both sexes from the oppressions of the two traditional roles of breadwinner for the male and child raiser for the female will be closely intertwined. To persuade millions of young men to be fathers again will require the biconsciousing and fipping of women, of society, reform of the divorce courts, the setting up of the GEX, etc. Divorce needs to be made non-toxic for young men. Otherwise, they will continue to boycott marriage and paternity, refusing to give young women their sperm. Society today is only recently coming to terms with the enormous threat of extermination of whole populations due to the crash in the birth rate. Look at South Korea, with a birth rate of only 0.7 children per woman, which is a mere third of the replacement rate. So South Koreans will soon no longer be with us. They will be one of the first populations to have wiped themselves out. Many others will follow. So obviously, this most serious of all existential threats to humanity's survival will require demographic politicians to get into gender politics, especially masculine ideas, so that they are capable of persuading young men to be fathers again. Thus, it should be clear that there is an intimate link between gender politics and demographic politics. So politicians in the GEX will also need to think hard about how to increase the birth rate, or we wipe ourselves out. It's just math. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Maskus tab for 710 plus Maskus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculinism at AI will kill 1 billion people. Do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis. London Real. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskus segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind. Again, for the last 40 minutes on masculinism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 Maskus videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskus videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos. That's four words. Ciao.